USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
In the irony of all ironies, President Biden is set to visit Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on Friday. The president set to promote his bipartisan infrastructure bill that he signed into law last year. This on the same day a bridge collapsed in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Gainey giving an update after the bridge collapse.
Right now we don't have no fatalities. We got 3 hurt. They've been looked at, and I think 10 have been seen, and they're okay.
New York City is mourning the loss of a police officer killed in the line of duty. Officers from New York and around the country filled the streets outside St. Patrick's Cathedral Friday morning for a funeral mass of 22-year-old officer Jason Rivera. Rivera's wife tearing up through a speech in which she ended up saying police officers aren't safe anymore. The 22-year-old also promoted to captain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, on Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.